Recorded Books and RB Digital present Witchmark by C.L. Polk. Narrated by Samuel Rukin. Chapter 1. An Emergency. The memo stank of barrel printing ink and bad news. Oh, it began with the usual hurrahs, our boys victorious and finally coming home. But it ordered me to banish 16 patients from my care by week's end. I didn't have 10 men who were safe to send home to their families. This could not stand, and I'd tell Mathy to her face. Green-tinged gaslight in the stairwell gave way to the lobby's white-gold ether lamps, and I suppressed a wince at the familiar prickle and whine of modern lighting. The clerk at reception waved me over, but I ignored the message slips in her hand. "Have you seen Dr. Matheson?" "Good evening, Dr. Singer. She left 20 minutes ago." She nodded her head leftwards. Matheson had sent her memo late to escape before the news spread. She wouldn't be the one to send veterans home before they were ready. That responsibility was on me. "You aren't the only one to ask." The clerk thrust messages into my hand. "They all left early. Department heads, board members. It's a bad one this time, isn't it? Mandatory patient discharge." My fingers barely grazed hers, but the old wound to her shoulder joint throbbed a dull red to my talent. My fingers itched to heal it. I drew away. She curled message slips into tubes and slid them into labelled cubbies. "Well, it's to make room for soldiers coming home, isn't it?"